I congratulate you on the day of Diwali for this year. Congratulations. I really want to express happiness and satisfaction for what the Indian community in Uganda has done. After the years of collapse between 1972 and 1986, when we got rid of the criminal regimes, many of you came back and helped us to rebuild Uganda. I mentioned a few weeks ago that Uganda now exports more to Kenya than Kenya is exporting to Uganda. And Uganda now has a trade balance surplus of more than $400 million with all the East African countries. And yet we are just beginning. We are just beginning. This is just really beginning. There are so many problems we had not solved in the past, like the problem of electricity, which was in big shortage, as you remember. There is now more electricity. However, we have not yet solved the problem of price. There is still distortion because of the bad deal our people made on Ujagari. They used expensive money, which was not necessary. But we are sorting it out. So very soon, we shall have enough electricity, but also cheaper electricity. Especially for manufacturing. We are now no longer authorizing power stations which will produce electricity at more than eight American cents per unit. All the new stations, whether hydro or solar or thermal or geothermal or nuclear, all of them must produce electricity at a cost which is lower than 8 American cents per unit. This will enable us to give manufacturers electricity at 5 American cents. Per unit. The nightclub and those can pay 9 cents, we don't mind. That's their problem. Therefore, the Indian community and more recently our Chinese friends who have come in a big force, in spite of the bottlenecks we still had, have helped us to lay a strong basis for Uganda's recovery, and Uganda really is now about to take off, to become a middle income and also a modern country because of what you have done, you and the other investors. So I really thank you, and I'm very happy with your contribution.